We're going to focus tonight on association. I'd like to share with you a story. There was once a little boy who was being toilet trained. So the parents talked to him the night before, and they agreed that the next morning he's going to be dry. And because he's going to be dry, they're going to give him a great treat. He's going to get a raisin. By the way, it's an important rule. When you're dealing with your children, you want to keep the treats little. If you're going to keep making them bigger, you won't be able to live up with it. You're never going to be able to be big enough. But if you make them excited over one raisin, then one raisin is worth doing something for. And if you want to really up the ante, you could go to a chocolate chip. You know, you could buy a big pack of chocolate chips for a few shekel. So one chocolate chip can be very precious to a child. Depends on how you present it. So this child is all excited, and he's going to sleep, and he's declaring, tomorrow morning, I'm going to be dry. And he gets up in the morning, and he's wet. So he comes to his parents, and he says, the father asks him, are you wet or dry? So he says, I don't understand it. Pants got wet. The pants got wet. I don't know. Children are very good at this. There's a concept of association. You'll notice that there are two ways we can approach someone. Even, let's take the positive first. You can eat a great meal and you can tell someone, you made delicious cake. You are an amazing cook. Or you can say, the cake was delicious. The food was great. Two different ways we can talk. Now, unfortunately, this comes to play also in the negative. We could say, you messed up the table. You left your mess on the table. Or we can say, the table's a mess. Let's clean it up. Association. Children are very good at understanding association. They'll come to you and they'll say, it broke. Innocently. I had nothing to do with it. It broke. We have to learn to notice this, be sensitive to it, and use it in the positive. The first example would be when we compliment, to compliment the person. You. All too often, we have a problem doing that. Because when I say you are good, I am putting myself down a little bit. I'm recognizing you're good. So I put you up in reference to me. If I say the food was delicious, that's less personal. I don't feel competition. The food could be great. I enjoyed it. It was great. But I've also minimized the compliment. The same thing in the reverse. When we want to chastise, so we're very clear that you did, and you said, and you didn't do, and you should have. We're very good at that. How about when we do something wrong? You'll notice how difficult people have to say, I am wrong. That sentence, okay. If you'll ever get a person to say that, it'll be like a whisper. You're wondering, did he say it? It's very important to know, to say, I am wrong. You are right. Sometimes in an argument, it reaches the point where, yeah, that's the truth. So the best we can do is, I hear what you said. Notice, I'm still in the picture. I hear. I think it's more honest if a person can bring himself to say, you're right. I was wrong. And you'll be surprised how much people sense this. And there's a certain dishonesty. It's gava is connected to dishonesty. There's a certain very intrinsic dishonesty in not being able to say this. When we avoid saying this, we're in essence being dishonest, and the other side senses it. Another example of this would be in encouragement. To tell a child, you can do it. With children, we have no problem giving them the encouragement because we don't feel the competition, hopefully. Well, the same thing should be with a spouse. There's one more point which lends itself to this point, and that is a person's name. There's nothing that people like hearing more than their name. I'm a big fan of writing notes. And I think that every person has to use their own style for writing notes. But there's an idea which everyone likes. If you're going to write a note, and it doesn't have to rhyme. If you're good at rhyming, good. If you're not good at rhyming, so it won't rhyme. But use the letters of the person's name. You guys know how to do that, right? So let's say we're going to write this. Ryan? You don't mind my using your name.
No problem at all.
Okay. So, let's
see. I usually write it with PH.
Okay, that's fair.
Thank you. Easy, isn't it?
Well, it's complicated because I have to say something that at the balance.
Yes.
No.
You also can continue it on Wednesday.
It's a free flow.
One second.
No, don't feel.
See, I want to make it rhyme. If I didn't make it rhyme, it would be much easier.
Rhyme also.
Okay.
Isn't that too much to ask?
One second.
I guess we'll bring this photo camera to make a picture of it. That's how you do it for sure.
Thank you. this is an easy example. Okay, and then you would have done something you can do in our life. It's important. It's important.
But you see,
well, what extent is panic means?
Very
ecstasy.
You know?
Oh, okay.
Okay. No,
it's
not so hard.
And I did this like in 1 second's notice with all you guys looking.
Yeah, you guys, everyone can do it.
Now.
You can also cheat a little bit.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. If you highlighted it, that's the key.
You guys with me?
Yes.
So you play around. It doesn't matter. The second those letters are highlighted.
Is there rhyme in it?
Arriving.
I didn't know that this one is a rhyme. Although it isn't often you and I get to meet. And you wait those special times. Mike, this is a hard feat writing this. That was a joke.
I ended with a joke. This is hard writing
feet
this.
And off. Feet.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Huh? Joke.
Ecstatic I am.
Oh, it's pretty
good. Particularly when I see you. Happiness ensues right away when whatever. Doesn't matter. Come on, you guys can make it up on your own. Be original.
Okay. So we have to think closely when we use the words I and you. One of the ways if we wanna make things more gentle is by taking away the you. If we share the burden, we have to be careful how we do it. But it's important to remember how powerful the word you is. Okay, any questions still here? Okay, so that was the point for this one.